Have a seat right here, my friend. Have a seat. Have a seat.
How are you doing?
We love Dean so very much. Dean is the serve team representative today because this past year has been a fascinating year, as we all know. And we have not been able to gather in our buildings. And now we're about to switch that up this weekend, starting opening up our White Rock campus. We're the first campus to reopen. Obviously, we have been open the entire time with our home and neighborhood. But as far as a campus, served that is now reopened this upcoming weekend. So we've got two services, 10:00 and 11:45. And we're really excited about all of that. But Dean has been behind the scenes and serving and with the family up here week in and week out, taking pictures, video, so many different things, and has been an incredibly integral part of the church family. So serve team, we just wanted to remind you, you know, Dean represents all of you, and want to remind you how thankful we are for you, how needed you are, and how God's hand is all over your life. But I do want to read a passage of scripture that I think will really paint a picture, I think, of who not only Dean is, but who we know the serve team of Shoreline City to be as well. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisees who invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." And then Jesus goes on and shares some really, really powerful things about this woman, getting down to verse number 44. He turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. As great as her great love has shown, but whoever has been forgiven little loves little." And this woman right here just goes all in a really, really powerful way. And the people are at the table, they don't quite understand. Why would you give so much? Why would you pour out so much? Why would you humiliate yourself? Why would you go above and beyond? Why would you leave that? Why would you give that up? Why would you freely give your time when your time could be going someplace else? Wow. Some people didn't get it, but Jesus understood. And I dare to say, Dean, I think you understand. Yeah. I think you understand. Whoa. I think you can identify with this woman, because you have been living your life like this. You have been breaking alabaster jars for years, and we're thankful for it. We're thankful for you too, serve team. But Dean, why? Why would you do it? Ooh.
What a question. Just opening up 2021 with that question. You know, what's interesting about that passage is I think about how that woman in that story, that was probably the best she had that she brought to Jesus. And knowing that, this is funny because this kind of goes back to my Chinese roots. Whenever you have people over at your house, I remember this as a kid, my mom would always tell me, no matter if we have nothing or something or everything, you always present the best. You always serve the best at the table no matter what. You always give your best. And that was, you know, that's from a culture that really is not rooted in Christianity, right? But I think when you give the best that you possibly have without having to reserve that and think about what can I keep for myself, there's something that changes your heart in that You're actually more pleased with giving than you are with receiving, because you're no longer concerned with what you're gonna get. Mm. And so it's to me, it's quite simple in that if you give the Lord the best you have, that's why even when we tithe, it's the 10%, first 10%, not the last, right?
Yeah.
And whatever else above and beyond you can do, I think that's when you start seeing the real benefits, because it's not even the moments of things that you're getting, it's really just the satisfaction of knowing I've put it all out there for them, and this is going to go and serve so many more people. And so if you look at it that way, I mean, it's kind of simple. Simple, not easy, right?
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Dean. A lot of folks on the serve team may not know you.
Sure.
So can we take a step back to, like, before you even a part of the church family, and, you know, how you guys got here and what God has done in your life?
Okay, so we've been coming to Shoreline for probably, now it's going on our fourth year, and I think up until then, we had a bunch of friends of ours that started coming to Shoreline, and we just saw how amazing this church was and how loving everyone was, and so obviously we decided to give it a try, and it stuck, right? And so, and I would say before that, you know, my wife Kelly and I, we have four kids, and it was always a challenge to get everybody to church in general. One of the big draws of our church here in Shoreline City is how accommodating it is for families. And so that was obviously a huge, like, that's probably not a spiritual factor. That's more of just a
practical.
Logistical.
Yeah.
And really, honestly, like, my walk with the Lord has been really rocky ever since I was a child, because I actually moved here from China when I was six. And so when you're an immigrant to this country, you're like an unrestricted free agent to all religions, right? So like everybody's knocking on your door, right? So my first interaction with,
like, Kevin Durant,
really, yeah, and he's just who you know,
yeah.
And so the for Jeremy Lin, probably.
Jeremy Lin,
yeah. So,
I was not gonna say that.
Yeah. but so. I mean, I've always had a very confusing perception of not even just religion, but specifically God and Christianity. And so I think all that was demystified when I got here, because it was less about, oh, here's the pragmatic steps that you have to take. You have to do this, this, and this, and you got to do this, this. It was more just show up and just love and just be the person that you're meant to be. And so I don't know if anyone can really argue with the how uncomplex that is. And so I think that was the big draw, and that was a very easy format for someone like me who had so much religious confusion in my life to go all into a facility or to a church or even just to a community that is just so accepting and loving. And so, and to be honest, like, I remember when we first got here, there was, like, the stuff that I'm serving now with photography and videography and all that stuff, I wasn't doing any of that at the time we started coming to church.
Wow.
It was really just, like, squeeze me into where, yeah, I know, it's crazy. It's all God. I mean, it's cliche, but it's true. And it really was, I remember I saw the graphics here, because I was a graphic designer, and so, I mean, obviously, I, like, was just so drawn to all the creativity at the church, and I even remember saying, man, I really want to, like, just help out in that capacity, and I remember it was literally, like, I emailed, and then the door was literally shut for, like, a long time, and I was like, okay, they don't need any help,
yeah,
so it really
just... Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all good. I think I misspelled your name on the email. That's what, you know, so... But just through that process, I think that was a very specific God move, in that he wants everybody to not just give our talents, but give our hearts.
Yeah.
And so that was to me a big, like, big check on, like, are you just here to do something, or are you here to give your heart? And so, I mean, I remember just doing whatever. I was ushering, I was opening doors, I was driving food to people, like, you know, 50, 60 miles away, like, whatever. I would do anything. I remember our first Cultivate night, it was down downtown at the Majestic.
The Majestic.
And I was, like, my truck was just driving stuff back and forth. I mean, I just loved it. And so I think that kind of really set the tone, because when I started actually serving in the church for photography specifically, it really was an act of God where he was like, now here's what I want you to do for the church and for Christianity and for God at large. And it was something that I've always been surrounded by photography, but I never really got into it because my wife is a phenomenal photographer.
Yeah,
she's been doing it for 15 years. So I'm like, anytime we needed a picture, I was like, nah, you do it. You know, and then, and this was literally a push of, from God saying, I have a very specific thing that I want you to tell and show the world the beauty of who I am, and I'm gonna give you a camera to do it. And I mean, it sounds like super crazy, but I've never taken a picture before I came to Shoreline. And then when I came through these doors, that was it.
So you're telling me that the serving, you're telling me the serving unlocked
correct
this amazing gift that you have on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that is really, really profound.
It's 100% what I'm saying. And so from someone that has a past that, you know, honestly, like there was a lot of questioning of the existence of God. There's, I came from a very scientific background, so everything's very analytical. This is the one thing that if you want proof that God's real, like for me in my life, like this is proof that he's 100% real. Because to be able to step into something that's as complex as that, and to be given that kind of the appointment or the anointment to just do it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that you just like, I just sit there and go, all right, here we go. And, you know, but there's some, there's a lot of hard work, but I think it's the concept of he's saying, if you say yes to what I have for you, I will take care of the rest for you. And you just have to keep working at it, keep working at it and keep working at it. And so it's even the spirit of that work ethic he'll give you. Because it's a drive that I think once you say yes to God, he's going to give you the endurance to do something that normally people would stop after an hour or two of practice, but he'll give you the endurance to go and keep going and keep going. And that is literally the common thread that I've seen with like everybody here that works for the church, everybody that serves for the church. At some point, you hit a you hit that area where God's going, okay, I'm going to give you some supernatural endurance that you were not going to be able to have on your own. And so... yeah, it's incredible, and the kind of the full circle is the fact that it all stemmed from serving, right? Once you served your heart, once you took out your best, you took out your alabaster jar of perfume, and you broke it, and you just gave your best, he's going to give you something that you're not even going to be anticipating. He's going to give you a full-on branch of your business that you would not even anticipate. He's going to give you the capacity to worship in a way that, I mean, to me, like... a camera is my form of worship, right? It's my, so to be able to honor God in a way that, I mean, you couldn't really dream this up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's just the pureness of what God's love can do.
So, man. Okay, I could keep on talking to you. I think for a really long time. But I don't want to steal everyone's time forever. Let me ask you maybe last question.
Okay.
This past year, you know, a lot of our serve team, they've had to, just because of COVID and so many of us, they had to take steps back. You know, they had to kind of, maybe they were in fifth gear and they're maybe in negative one gear, you know, now.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm in neutral. I still love God. Still, you know, this is still my church. You know, all of that is still true. But it's just like, you haven't had to click into that, like, I give sacrificially. I'm, you know, I'm stepping outside my comfort zone, all of that. What would you say to encourage the serve team, you know, the folks that they've got full-time jobs, they've got families, they've got companies like you, you know, you're an entrepreneur, they've got families, they've got hoping for families. There's so many different things on people's brains. And now we're like, whoa, y'all, hey, we're still the church. You're like called here to make it on earth as it is in heaven. And we can't just do that all laid up in our beds. You know, it's going to require us to sacrifice and to give some of our heart and our time and our energy and our money and our prayers. How what would you say to help our beautiful family say, yeah, sign me up. I'm ready. Let's go again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's such a great question. And there's so many facets to that, I mean, touching upon this season is so interesting because if you look at kind of the, now that kind of the dust has settled a little bit on the whole COVID pandemic, I mean, I know it's still going on, it's still impacting a lot of lives, and everyone's doing their best to stay healthy. What it's done is exposed a lot of weaknesses, not just within the church, but just us as a society and where we're pledging our allegiance and putting our faith and trust, like, I hope a vaccine comes out because that's going to save me. Well, What about all the other parts of your heart that, you know, isn't affected by the vaccine? Just saying. Just saying, right? I'm just saying. Yeah. Just saying. Uh-huh. Or, you know, I hope there's a new president in office. Uh-huh. I hope we have a new government. You know, we have a new person running the show. How does that actually change your mental health? And so those are kind of things that I'm always, like, fascinating thinking about, because that's where the world is. And I think the number one thing for my recommendation or my suggestion to folks is you don't have to always serve in the capacity that you feel like you were serving in. Like, if you were showing up every weekend to pour a cup of coffee and you can't do that anymore, you probably still have family members or friends that you could pour a cup of coffee for, right?
Okay.
So that doesn't mean you have to come to church and do that. If you held doors open and said hi to folks, you can do that at the grocery store. Just that, just throw it out there. Just that little bit of your heart, right? It's not the act. It's not the act. Everybody gets obsessed with the act. I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to something. But it's all about your heart. And so if you're able to serve with your heart, serve your family, serve your neighbors, sometimes it might be serving yourself. I mean, there's a lot of negative talk right now of folks with mental health issues that get isolated. Hey, help yourself in this season. God doesn't want you just to serve other people and then you just become just a pile of skin and bones, right? He wants you to be filled up too. Yeah. So whether that's getting an app to be able to read devotionals online, whether that's jumping online to watch church at home because you don't want to go out, help yourself. Don't just sit in this, oh, I'm a victim here, there's nothing I can do.
Wow.
Because I guarantee you, no matter what facet of life or what, you know, course of life you're at, there is a way for you to serve. And sometimes God's calling you to serve something a little bit closer than to always be going out into the, you know, into the church.
So great. Last thing I'll ask you to do is pray for our beautiful serve team.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay? I want you to just pray. We love our serve team so much and don't want something from, but want something for. Because, you know, to see what all that God has done in your life, you are a picture of our dream, honestly. To just be like, no, come on the journey. Just come on the journey. Just come on the journey. I'm telling you, God's going to do amazing stuff in you. So we were never asking somebody to give coffee because we just need them to give coffee.
Right.
But we are interested in them giving coffee because it puts them in a spot around other followers of Jesus.
Right.
And
that's
now
right.
they get the opportunity to have conversations they maybe never would have had. And now God gets to knock on a part of their heart that never would have been knocked on. And now
that's
we see new levels of surrender, and they're able to become all that God has called them to be and step fully into the plans and purposes that he has. And the whole end game is to have Christ-like leaders who make it on earth as it is in heaven. And,
and
you're a beautiful example
Thank
of that.
You, so
you and Kelly, we like her
Thank
more
you.
Than you.
but Me
but,
too.
Yeah, I love your kids so much and really, really thankful for you. So if you
Appreciate
wouldn't mind,
yeah,
just pray for our whole serve team.
Okay? Yeah, you bet. All right. Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity. First of all, we just want to give everything to you. We want to acknowledge that none of this would be possible. Yep. Even the format of communication we have these days to reach the people at home during this period of isolation would not be possible without your hand in it. So COVID this, COVID that, we know that you are in charge and you have your hand in everything. And so we're incredibly thankful for that. I want to just pray over the serve team right now, and knowing that a lot of us are probably feeling a little lost and what do I do? And I'm sitting at home. There's nothing that I'm not used to my conventional ways of serving, that I want you to just to find something in your heart to know that serving isn't just about the physical act of what you're doing, but it's about your heart posture and what love you're pushing out to the rest of the world. So be mindful of that. Be praying for these new conventional ways of serving. Be mindful of new conventional ways of loving. Be mindful of new ways of doing something that you might feel tired, but to get that endurance from God to do something a little bit new. And what a better time to do that in 2021. We've got a fresh start. We can flush the old year away. But the reality is we still are faced with the same hurdles and roadblocks and the speed bumps that we just need to pray to God and say, we give it all to you. Take my heart. Open my heart up. Let my love pour out and be a reflection of you, Lord. So in this time, I want everybody to be linked in that way, because I think we can be powerfully linked through prayer, through God. That's another form of communication that we can have to each other. So for those of you that feel isolated and feel that you're not connected, connect back to the One. Connect back to God. Get on your hands and knees. Let's pray more. Let's ask Him for what's next instead of trying to find that ourselves.
Man,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.